Good morning, good morning. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This broadcast is coming to you from the Metropolitan Tabernacle. We're located at 501 Opelousas Avenue here in New Orleans. Yes, this is the old Trailblazer. I've been here with you a long time now, day by day, bringing you God's message, thus saith the Lord, and giving you, cutting back the briars and the bushes and the brambles that clutter up your heart, that you may see that you need the Lord, that you need to be saved. Many of our folks are on false professions. I know that. You know that, too. Is the Lord real to your heart this morning, my friend? He is to me. He's just as real as my wife or my children or my dad or my mother was. He's real. He lives in my heart day by day. Once I was confused, once I was on a false profession, but listen, the Lord is real to my heart. Let me give you my email address. Many folks are writing me now, corresponding with me over the email. It's radio-missions@worldnet.att.net. And then our website, I wish you'd pull up our website if you have the internet capacity. It's www.radiomissions.org. Much of our material is there, what we believe and all of those things, radio schedule. And then let me give you this little announcement right quickly. We are broadcasting now over the internet. Our broadcast here on Sunday morning, our Bible school, worship hour, a live broadcast from 10 till 11, 11 to 12, over www.wlno.com. If you need more information, call me and I'll send it to you. We're bringing you a series of messages at this time on blood redemption. We're continuing there this morning, and we're looking at how the Lord saves a sinner. Blood on the doorpost. That's our subject this morning. We're looking at how the Lord was delivering, beginning to deliver the Israelites out of the land of Egypt. And we're looking there at how the plagues were poured out on those people, poured out on old Pharaoh because he would not let the people go. And finally, the line was definitely drawn there between the Jews and the Egyptians. The Jews began to see their judgment, and that God had made a difference and had chosen them because he mixed bitter waters with mercy. Let me tell you something, my friend. If God didn't mix the bitter waters of repentance with the mercy of the cross, we'd be in a hopeless condition, wouldn't we? Now, you get this. Let's perk up our ears and get this. God never saves a sinner. God never delivers a sinner until that sinner is made to see and to realize and to feel and to acknowledge the judgment of God upon sin. Now, God hates sin, folks. Let's just put it down our pipe and smoke it. God hates sin. And all this little handshaking believingism, easy believingism, walking down the aisle, shaking the preacher's hand, signing some card, praying a little prayer like I hear these fellas on Sunday night, and I pray the prayer with me. And they pray a little simple prayer, and they say, now, did you pray the prayer? You prayed that prayer? You write me, just the moment this broadcast goes off the air, you write me, and I'll send you some literature, and send me a letter. Don't send me no postcard now. And listen, and it'll ground you in what? In error. Ground you in error. The sinner sees himself under condemnation. He never beholds himself as a slave of Satan until the Lord shows it to him. But listen, under such preaching, all of this Armenian material, the sinner never sees himself hopeless and helpless and doomed apart from the grace and power of God. Let me tell you something, bud. Let me tell you something. These Jews there, those 3 million of them, there in the brick kilns of Egypt, were made to feel the lash of a taskmaster's rod there in the brick kilns. You know what a brick kiln is? That's where they make bricks and fire them. Back there, they did it by hand. Now it's all done in machinery. But they were slaves to the Egyptian. Let me tell you something else, sinner. As long as there's one spark of rebellion in your heart, you'll never get saved. Now, I know folks who say, Pastor, why you keep harping on that one word, rebellion, rebellion, rebellion? It's because every sinner outside of Christ is a rebel. Many folks won't have it that they're a sinner, but folks hate the Lord, and the Lord never will apply the blood to your heart until you've been broken at his feet. But listen now, listen. Let's put it down, sinner. You let the Lord break your heart. The Lord had to break the hearts of those Jews. For they, even as slaves, they were proud that they were Jews. How many do I know? They're proud that they sit under some preacher. They're proud that Dr. So-and-so is their pastor. They're proud that Dr. So-and-so baptized me. They're proud that they're a charter member of the old home church back there in the woods somewhere. And listen, proud. Proud of what? I conducted a funeral one day, and a lady come up to me after the service, tell me she appreciated the message, and I just said kindly to her, I didn't know her. She was not a friend of mine at that time. I said, lady, you know the Lord? You say, oh, yes, sir, I'm saved. I walked the aisle 40 years ago. I have to tell you, surely I'm saved. Listen now, that's not the right spirit. That's right. Someone introduced her husband to a late Pastor Shelton one night, and he said, are you folks saved? And she said, well, I sure am. And he's a Baptist preacher. You know he's saved. Well, that doesn't make a snap of your finger, my friend. Listen, no, God enters only into a broken heart, a heart that's completely emptied out of everything. It's a heart that is broken and lies prostrate at the feet of Christ. When Christ said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. There in Revelation 3:2. He set forth the fact that the open door of any human heart is a broken heart, and that he enters only into a broken heart. Down, sinner, that's what the Lord's, that's what the old pastor used to say. Down, sinner, down at the feet of Christ. I'm pleading with you this morning, this early morning hour. I don't know what time you hear this broadcast. Predominantly it's early in the morning. But if you're sitting out there in your car listening to the broadcast, took a few minutes off for your lunch break, and you're out there sitting listening, listen, sinner. Down at the feet of Christ. Where does the Lord save a sinner? Down. So it was with these 3 million Jews here in the land of death, held captive by Satan. God had to break their resistance and their rebellion. When that rebellion was broken, God said to Moses, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their father, a lamb for a house. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. And thus ye shall eat it, with your loins girded, and your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it with haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Read that in Exodus 12:3 and 5, 8 and 14. Would you do that? Listen, my friend, listen. Here we find how the Lord delivers a sinner. When Jehovah God had broken all of that rebellion in the hearts of those folks, they submitted unto him for deliverance and were ready to go. Now, when the Lord breaks your heart, there comes that submission. Oh, I have folks here. I have folks in my congregation. They tell me that they're saved. They tell me, oh, Pastor, I know the Lord. The Lord is so gracious. The Lord did this, and I praise him for his protective care, and I praise him for the sun coming up in the morning. I praise him for this, but their heart has never been broken. Their old stubborn will, they're just like an old sore-tailed cat. That's right. That's right. You ever see an old cat that was so contrary you couldn't get around him? He's always scrunching up and meowing and fuzzing up his backbone and raising his tail up high and all fluffed up like he's fixing to jump on something. Well, that's the way some of these folks are. They have no patience. They have no time for nobody else. They have no pity. They get in a traffic jam. They're shaking their fist and waving their hand at folks, telling them, get over, get out of my way. I'm coming through. My friend, that fella's not saved. You're not saved. You don't know anything about the Lord. That rebellion's never been broken. You think you somebody come. You think the Lord owes you something. You Mr. So-and-so. Oh, I'm Mr. So-and-so. Don't you know I'm Mr. So-and-so? Well, Mr. So-and-so's bound for hell. Did you know that? Listen, God's child is a meek and a quiet spirit. You put it down. Somebody's always got a yow-yow going and can't ask them nothing. You can't tell them nothing. You can't look at them, but what their face screws up into a scrunchy-looking face. And my friend, that's utter rebellion against God. That's a wicked heart. That's a natural heart. Do you know what that is? That's just a natural heart. So that's what we find. Oh, listen, folks. Listen, the Lord showed them their way out. And the way out was blood redemption. Do you know anything about blood redemption? Salvation is not just believing the word that Christ died. No. It's not just believing that Christ died. It's also by power. When Moses first came to them and told them about deliverance, they believed, but they were still in Egypt. They hadn't been delivered. They knew about it, but they weren't delivered. The 14th day arrived in the month of April. The lamb had been waiting since the 10th. It was now evening time, and there was a holy hush that settled upon the land of Goshen. They were under judgment. They were facing judgment. They were facing death in the firstborn of every home. For Jehovah God had said unto Pharaoh and unto all that was there in Egypt, I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all of the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Exodus 12:12. Oh, listen, folks. Listen. Listen. They were under condemnation. The Lord had made that statement. I will pass through the land of Egypt. The death angel was to pass through the land of Egypt. In every home that did not have the blood splashed on the doorpost and on the center, the lintel of the door, the death angel would take the firstborn of the cattle, the firstborn of the sheep, the firstborn of the goats, and the firstborn of every human being. It didn't matter how old that child was, he was going to be killed. And that was the final straw that broke the back of old Pharaoh. When he got up the next morning and found out all the weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, and the dead lay everywhere all about the camp. And can you imagine in the land of Egypt, every household had something dead, someone dead in his family? The firstborn of every child, the firstborn of every camel, the firstborn of every a cattle, and the goats and the sheep. And listen, folks, listen. Judgment had fallen. Judgment fell that night on Egypt. Is judgment going to fall on your house? Is the Lord going to have to pass out judgment on your house before you believe? Is the Lord going to have to take the firstborn of your life or something that you hold near and dear to break you your stubborn will? Listen, folks, there's only one remedy, and that's the blood. That's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, oh, I joined the church. Well, I don't know anything about that. The Bible doesn't say anything about joining no church. You can't find in God's Word where He wants you to join some church. No. That's not true. He doesn't want you to shake some preacher's hand. He doesn't want you to do that and be sprinkled in at birth or dipped or immersed at birth and call that salvation. And then let some man, you have to go into some dark place and confess your sin. The Lord never set that up. That's not of the Lord. That's all of Satan, my friend. Satan has you duped and bound and blinded, put your eyes out like old Samson. But listen, my friend, God had passed judgment on the land of Egypt that night. And we're going to see in our study, in our next study, how that the Lord delivered the children of Israel out of that land by blood and by power. It wasn't just blood alone. It was by power. And listen, we sang that song here in our choir. There's power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know anything about that? Or have you just joined some church? Have you just made a decision for Jesus? Jesus don't want your decision. The Lord Jesus Christ never stood before you or any other individual for you to accept Him or reject Him. No, you don't have that privilege to reject Christ. You reject His Word. You reject this message here that I'm bringing you. You reject the truth about God's Word, but you can't reject Christ. You can reject His Word and go on to hell for your trouble. Oh, my friend, it's by blood and it's by power. And as I said, we're going to see in our next study. I wish you'd tune in. And if you would, ask your neighbor. Said, tune in that old trailblazer. Said, I believe old boy's got something going. I believe he knows what he's talking about. Folks, call me, write me, tell me that. Go on, trailblazer, go on. Would you help me with the broadcast? Remember, my mailing address is the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Yes, this is the old trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis, just an old country boy the Lord raised up, saved me, give me a message to bring to you, enable me to be on this broadcast. Folks, support the work, and I wish you'd stand with me, pray with me, most of all, pray with me, pray for my folks here as I pray for you. Until next time, goodbye, and God bless you.